You're listening to the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network, presented by Red Brand Fence.
Today, we announce criminal charges against racehorse trainers Jorge Navarro and Jason Service, as well as 9 other trainers, 7 veterinarians, and 9 drug suppliers and distributors, all involved in the cruel and systematic doping of racehorses across the United States and indeed around the world, using misbranded, adulterated, and dangerous performance-enhancing drugs.
Welcome back to the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mike Penna in our Lexington studios, and that's the way things sounded on Monday when the news came out from federal prosecutors announcing the doping scheme involving trainers Jason Service, Jorge Navarro, and several others. There are still names being mentioned even as we speak here. It's a developing situation. The news disturbing on so many levels. And to help us figure this out is Mark Cassie. He's nice enough to spend a little time here this morning sharing his thoughts on the situation. Mark, first of all, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Mike. Not sure I can help figure it out, but
I'll tell you, when I say disturbing on so many levels, there are a lot of different things that come into play when you hear this kind of news. And as somebody like yourself who has, like the majority of people, the vast majority of people that play this game, done things the right way and developed your business the right way, played by the rules, when you hear that announcement and you hear those things come out in racing, what were some of the first things that came to mind for you?
Just joy. Because for so long, you know, we've known it's been going on, and to sit there and see it happen. And you know, I think back and I tell, you know, I think about how those cyclists must have felt when they worked their entire life to, you know, to be all they can be and watch Lance Armstrong go cycling by and knowing that he had an edge, and then finally figuring out that it was true, he was cheating. That's the way, you know, Mike, I've been doing this my entire life. I said, you know, it's frustrating. But in life, you have to figure out what's more important, winning at all costs or your integrity. And unfortunately for those people, winning at all costs was more important than their integrity. But now they all pay the price.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, you kind of got the sense, I think everybody got the sense that in every sport, Mark, there are people that are always going to try and get the edge and cheat, and that's what was going on here. Considering the fact that people like yourself who play the game the right way had a sense that something was going on, how frustrating is that for you as a trainer doing things in the right manner to all of a sudden be battling with people that you know are taking an edge somewhere, but they can't quite figure out what it is?
Oh, it's very frustrating, and you know, so I've went for the last 10 years, I don't know, knowing in my heart that, you know, the playing field wasn't level. And I think you asked how I felt that morning. It's like I don't know, it was just like relief. It was just, you know, when you know something and you know it, and finally when it comes true. It was crazy, and I know a lot of people look at it as, you know, possibly a bad thing. I look at it as a good thing. We have a shot now. We can't stop. We can't stop right now because that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, I came out. I said, if it walks like a duck, looks like a duck, it's probably a duck. You know, we see things, we're still seeing them, things that defy logic. And then, you know, thinking back, we just lost two extremely good horse trainers recently because they can't take it. You can't compete against it. And if you play by the rules, you're at such a disadvantage. And I'm thinking, I think about trainers right now that are struggling, that are great horse trainers. They shouldn't be struggling, or guys in the past that we've lost because their integrity was more important than winning at all costs. And I mean, look at a David Carroll. David Carroll's a great horseman, and I'm very Cassie Racing. Team Cassie is very, you know, happy to have him. But there's a lot of David Carrolls out there that have went by the wayside because they chose to do the right thing. And so that's sad. As you know, I wrote, it was just timing. I had no idea what was was going to happen with the FBI. But I wrote a letter about Comburoff a few days prior. And, it was, what's the saying? I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way we've got to do it. Like I said, we've started this. This is our time to come clean and make our sport better. I recently had an owner call me a couple days ago, and he said, how are my horses doing? I said, well, they've gotten a lot faster over the last couple days.
Well, you know, Mark, you know what's really concerning?
The competition's going to get slower.
Yeah. Well, you know what's really concerning to me with this whole situation? And look, this is – if you are a person that – kind of had a sense that the playing field wasn't level, you weren't alone. There had to be others in horse racing that had the same sense, maybe even people that are in a position to do things to prevent people from cheating and trying to take an edge, that had to have a sense. But regardless if they did or not, this took the FBI and wiretaps and a couple year long investigation to make this whole thing come to light. Is the industry capable of policing and regulating itself?
Well, obviously, that's a good question. And as you know, I recently supported the government, you know, bringing in the government. And this was why, anybody that knows me knows that I believe that horses should have Lasix. I just think it's a humane thing for them. But I was willing to give up Lasix because I'm just so tired of the cheating. And I think what needs to happen is, I think I read a study a few weeks back about from Asia, or I think it was a conference. You know, the drug testing is not working. It doesn't work. But what we have to do is, if something defies logic, I think we have to investigate it. And I personally believe that, and I think if you wanted to if every racetrack, when you sign that application to get your trainer's license, your owner's license, your groom's license, that at any time, you know, the governing body there, the racetrack, can come in, question you, ask you anything they want. Because if you look, the way they caught Lance Armstrong, the way they caught the baseball, the steroid users, how they caught the cheaters, in the World Series, it's by people talking. And I've said all along, you know, if it smells bad, it's probably bad. Well, let's give the authorities a little more leeway. We don't have to have the FBI to do this. I can tell you, you know, to me, if you ask 100 horsemen 2 weeks ago, who's cheating? Well, the two guys that just got arrested would be on number one on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, I find it just amazing for racing managers and owners to say they had no idea. If that's the case, then you might maybe need to find, if you're a racing manager, you might want to find a new profession. Because that's the reason they're there. Because, again, winning was more important than what was going on. And to sit there and say anything different is just a, is just not true.
Well, and one thing you bring up is, one thing you bring up, Mark, is racetracks or state organizations going to a trainer's barn, being able to ask any questions that they would like at any point and any time. Don't we already have that in place with stewards and with state organizations?
If we do, Mike, not enough of it's being done.
Yeah. Well, and it brings me back to the other point. Are we capable as an industry of regulating ourselves, or do we just not have a willingness to do it?
Well, I think too many times, and this, again, this goes to, you know, the racetracks. I think some places were too scared that it was going to hurt their business.
Yeah, and that's inexcusable.
What's happening, and one of my motivations for my letter in coming out was that I had one of my biggest owners said he didn't know if he wanted to be involved in it anymore because of all the cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that I was questioning whether I wanted to be involved in it anymore. When I started questioning it also to myself, you asked Mike, how does it feel to know that there's not a level playing field? There's guys beating you. You work your entire life. You try to do everything by the book. Treat the horses, love the horses, and then you have guys beating you that have no care for the health of the horse, the welfare of the horse. Then you question whether you want to do it anymore, and that's why I wrote my letter. I had owners, a very big owner, questioning whether he ever wanted to do it again. And myself asking those same questions. And I can tell you, since that happened, my outlook on horse racing has changed 100%. I'm not questioning whether I want to do it again. It's making me want to be that much stronger.
Yeah, Mark Cassie with me here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mark, just a couple of minutes left. I have to get to another commercial break. Bill Thomason from Keeneland coming up to talk about what they're doing with COVID-19 and some of the preparations they're making for their spring meet coming up. So that comes up next. But, you know, once again, racing is faced with an opportunity here to make a statement and to show that it can do this on its own. So where do you see the sport going with this and this information that we now have? How do we come out of this stronger and better?
Well, I'm hoping that it's not over. And the other thing that we have to look long and hard at, this is not just starting. This is just not starting at the races. We need to make sure our young horses are treated better and taken care of. And that is, too, on a level playing field. That's extremely important. And like I said, whether we can get the National Integrity Act passed, but if we can't, and even while that is in the thing, these racetracks have to be stronger. Let's start having the raids. Let's ask more questions. One thing about it, you go and as we've seen with this FBI investigation, there's a lot of people knew what was going on. We don't have to have wiretaps to do it. We can go straight to the sources and question them. And you know what? These guys may have some employee that they think's loyal and would never tell on them. But you put that guy and you say, look, if you lie, you're going to jail. That changes a lot of people's tune. And I think we need to do more of that.
Yeah, interesting comments. Mark Cassie here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, and so many different levels to this, too. You talk about the ownership angle, and do you want to be involved in this sport? If you're a new owner, do you want to get involved? Does this completely turn you off? If you're a breeder, do you still want to breed to a stallion that was trained by Jason Service, Jorge Navarro, or anyone else involved in that? And if you're a buyer, do you want to buy a horse who is by one of those stallions? This has trickle-down effect in our sport across the board. And, Mark, listen, I can't thank you enough for spending some time. We could spend another hour talking about this issue, and I'm sure we'll touch on it later on. But meantime, all the best with the horses.
I just want to say one thing, Mike.
Go for it.
Before you go, is I would encourage, you know, all owners or new owners or new trainers, I think, This is a new beginning, and we're going to make the sport better. And it's going to be great again. And just hang in there, and at least you're going to know we're going to have a fair shot. I can tell you this: I am putting all my efforts in making sure it is, and I'm just hoping. And I see others are doing the same. And but we need everybody. We need the owners to pay more attention. We need to, you know, racing managers to pay more attention. We need racing officials to pay more attention. And if something defies logic, you know, if it looks too good to be true, it usually is.
Yep. Mark Cassie here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mark, appreciate the visit, my friend. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.